So last time we spoke, you had just bought Perisher. How do you feel that's gone for Australians' visitation coming to America this season?
Very good. I think that, one, I would say we've been, obviously, anytime you buy something new, you're never quite sure how it'll turn out. I think Peter and his team at Perisher are fantastic. So good. Obviously, they've been doing a great job for a long time. And that, I think, this past season, we feel like they did, in Australia, we feel like they did an amazing job. And as I think we talked about publicly, the results from Perisher, even though the snow season, was tough actually at the beginning, it wasn't as good as last year, but they actually very much exceeded our expectations. In terms of coming to the U.S., Australia is our best performing international market. I think the international business in the U.S. is tougher right now, I think because of the U.S. dollar being so strong. But that for us means, some people have said, well, what do you think about buying Perisher? And actually, I feel like it was perfect because obviously it's more competitive for Australian skiers now in the United States. And we feel like we've got the most incredible value. Nothing out there is like it, where we have a huge number of people in Sydney and in Australia that have a Perisher pass that can ski for free at any of our resorts in the U.S. So that more than makes up for the currency difference. So that said, the currency is always a challenge. It's a challenge for everybody, but we feel like we're absolutely going to outperform, those trends.
And any thoughts on or any announcements coming up on any money being pumped into Perisher? Will we see a gondola like today?
I think there's going to be, I think a fair amount of discussion, with the local team there. I think there's also discussion with government about, what they want to do in terms of the lease itself and, and then there's obviously there's development that could happen there right at the base of Perisher one day. And so what I would say is I think we're very keen on what's possible there, and I think it's we're also a patient company, and we think we said then, and I still say, we need to make sure that whatever we do is consistent with what the guests want, what our local team there thinks is the right thing, and what government and the park want. And so we want to be methodical and thoughtful about it. So whatever we do, very much like Park City, this took a long time, actually.
Did it?
Not to build, but to work with the city, to put the two resorts together, to build support. And so those are the things we want to do at Perisher also.
Yeah, we were kind of hoping that you might be able to break right through that government problem, through the government and national parks.
We don't want to break through government. We want to work with government.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, unfortunately. It may be a long time yet. Any thoughts on anything that you can actually do internally at Perisher in the meantime, in terms of retail space or lift upgrades, or does that come down to government as well?
No, and I would say is I think what we like to do is we really like to have a long-term plan. So even though we don't share all the details because we're a public company, but we're thinking out 3 to 5 years, and I feel like a lot of the success that we've been able to create at our resorts and through the company has been because we're not just waking up one day and saying, oh, we're going to do this, and then tomorrow we change. And I think you do see other, sometimes resorts and companies do that, and I think it confuses everybody. So we feel like, even though there may be some upgrades we look at actually at Perisher, but I think we want to think about, okay, what do the next 3 to 5 years look like? And even though it might delay, any kind of upgrade in the short term, in the long term, we feel like that ensures that we've kind of made the right decisions.
Absolutely. I think we were all a little overexcited that you got hold of Park City and practically, in our eyes, almost immediately announced the gondola. So we're like, oh, they bought Perisher. What's it going to immediately announce?
Say, we were talking about, we bought Canyons first a couple of years ago. And even before that, we were talking with them for a couple of years. And so, we tried to buy the Canyons back in 2007 and weren't able to. So we've been around Park City and, kind of snooping, a long time. So that's, and I'd say with Perisher, it's a little different. And admittedly, many of us have spent a lot more time right in Park City. So for Perisher, it's a different industry. So we really want to make sure that we're aligned with Peter's team make sure whatever we do, it's going to be the right thing.